The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woo-hoo! Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
The momentum is in Donald Trump's favor right now from the amazing polls that just came out for him this weekend, as well as SNL, of all people, making fun of Tim Walz. These new polls that just came out in the last 48 hours look very, very good for Donald Trump. And before I show them, I do have to give you my classic disclaimer about the polls, which is that I don't trust them fully. And there's a couple of reasons why. I think we have to take with a grain of salt the polls because of how inaccurate they've been in the past, in 2016 and in 2020, as well as the fact that a lot of these polls are razor thin. And I think the reason why they're razor thin is that the pollsters have an incentive to be right. And so they're making a lot of kind of ties and skewing the data in ways, because then if, you know, Donald Trump wins by a little bit or Kamala Harris wins by a little bit, they can say that they were close. So again, I do have to put this out there before I show some of these polling, but I'll explain as I show you the polls, and I'll put them up on screen right now, why they're so important for Donald Trump still. So I want to talk about these two national polls, and then I'll talk about two state polls. Here are the national polls. This one's by Yahoo and YouGov. It is a dead heat between Trump and Harris. And here's what is important here, guys. You can see the plus or minus change versus about a month ago. It was September 13th was the last time they did this. And Trump is up 2 points. So again, and again, you'll see at the bottom too, there's a margin of error of 3 points. So in theory, Donald Trump could be up by 3 points right now, or Kamala Harris could be up by 3 points. Either way, 3 points would probably be enough nationally to win the Electoral College. It would be kind of close. So whoever wins out in that, you know, whatever the margin of error goes towards, would probably win the election. But here's the thing, right? I've talked about it in the past. I don't know if the polls are accurate, but one thing that we can look at, and I think that we can trust, is where the same poll moves to over time. And that's why I'm showing this one specifically. You can see here that, again, since last month, Trump has gone up plus 2 in the polls. So do I know whether or not Trump and Harris are tied? I don't really think anyone knows. But do I think the momentum has been in Trump's favor since September 13th? Yes, I do. I'll show you another poll. This one is by Emerson. You can see that without leans, Trump is down by 2. With leans, though, Trump is just down by 1. And you can see that since earlier in this month, he is up more, as well as the general ballot for the GOP. This is just Congress in general, is up by 2. So again, the momentum is in Trump's favor. And again, I don't really think they have any idea who's in, you know, who's really ahead. I think that the margin of error is 3 on this. So Donald Trump could be up by 1 point, or Harris could be up by 5. Who even knows? Obviously, they had Biden up by 8 points in 2020, and he was only up by like 2.5. So none of this is accurate. That's not what I'm saying. But what I am saying is that the momentum is in Trump's favor. And I think that is something we can trust. But here's where it gets really crazy, guys. If we go to these other polls, you can see this is in Pennsylvania from On Message Inc. There's a dead heat in Pennsylvania, as well as in that Senate race. And as I've talked about in the past, the Senate race is really interesting because as it stands right now, there's a few kind of pickups for Republicans that they could get, but the polling has been really bad for them in all the states except Montana. Now, Montana looks really good, and if Republicans take Montana, they take the majority. So at this point, it's almost certain that Republicans are going to take the majority in the Senate, but here's why it's so interesting. This race in Pennsylvania, as well as a couple others, are getting razor thin, And what tends to happen with people is when they vote for the president, which tends to be at the top of the ballot, if they're voting Republican, say, they may go down the ballot and they may not know a lot in Pennsylvania between Casey and McCormick. They may not really know, but because they already voted for Republican, they continue to vote for Republicans. And so this is why it's really good news. If you look at all the polling right now, the polling is actually better for Trump than almost any of the Senate candidates. You can see that right here in this poll, for example. But honestly, this poll is much better for the Senate candidates than most. In most swing states, the Senate candidates are looking much better in the polling for Democrats. However, if Trump ends up winning, which is very likely, that may pull more Senate candidates over the edge because they're just kind of voting Republican down the ticket, which would be really fantastic news. If we go to Michigan, this is the last poll I wanted to show you guys. This is by MIRS News. You'll see that in a two-way heat in Michigan, Trump is actually winning right now. And if you look down at the bottom, there's that Senate. This is kind of what I was talking about. Slotkin is up 5% on Rogers. Now, 5% is pretty significant. If it's accurate, who knows how accurate it really is. But if Trump wins Michigan, it's very unlikely that the Senate candidate would go to a Democrat. It's possible, but people don't split their ticket very much. They don't often vote for a Republican president and a Democrat senator, for instance. So what we could see is that Donald Trump ends up pulling these Senate candidates over the edge. And instead of it being a 51 majority for Republicans, it could be a 53 or even a 54 majority for Republicans, which would be huge, especially because in the past, Republicans have frankly had a problem being unified in the Senate. So if you have one or two people go over to the Democrats, you still have a majority. So what we're seeing again is Donald Trump's actually a lot more liked in these swing states than even the Senate candidates. And I think a lot of that's just because people don't really know the Senate candidates. What you're also seeing from these polls that's really good for Donald Trump is when you take the leaners, more of it goes to Donald Trump. And here's the deal, guys. You have to take the leaners at this point. Because if someone says to you, if someone asks you, who are you voting for? And you say, I'm not sure. And they're like, oh, but who are you leaning towards? And they're like, I'm leaning towards Donald Trump. You're voting for Donald Trump. I mean, let's be honest about this. You're not going to vote. You're not going to lean towards Donald Trump and then be like, nope, you know what? I just decided last minute I'm voting for Kamala Harris. No. And likewise on Kamala Harris's side, if you're leaning towards Kamala Harris, I highly doubt that you're going to vote for Donald Trump at this point unless something crazy happens. But as it stands, in the next month, there's nothing really planned that's going to happen. There's no more debates. There's no more big interviews that are really happening except for with Kamala Harris, which is a danger zone for her. But in terms of support for J.D. Vance and Donald Trump, I don't really see it getting worse for them. That's why this momentum is so huge. Now, obviously, this isn't all the polls. But even averaged, I've talked about this in the past, this was over the weekend, 538, which is owned by ABC, which is Disney. They are very left biased. They only take a lot of left-wing polls. They do take some right-wing polls, but they're definitely left-wing biased. Just this weekend, in their aggregate, they saw a half-point shift from Kamala Harris to Donald Trump. That's just over the weekend. So again, do we know where the polls are at? I don't think anybody knows where the polls are at. But what is certain is that we're seeing momentum go towards Donald Trump, which is really perfect timing, frankly, because a lot of these swing states are actually starting to vote right now. It's unfortunate. I think it's stupid. But that is the reality on the ground. So the momentum could not come at a better time. And if this momentum persists and turnout is good, Trump will have a good shot at winning this thing. Well, guys, before I show you my favorite video of the weekend, I do want to talk about my partner of the show, The Daily Wire. You guys have heard about What is a Woman? Obviously, you can go check that out at The Daily Wire. But did you know that Jordan Peterson is part of The Daily Wire as well and has tons of content on Daily Wire Plus, from a series on marriage to a show on masculinity? His best stuff, guys, is exclusively on Daily Wire Plus. And with my link in the description below, you'll get 47% off. 47, because both myself and the Daily Wire wants Trump to be the 47th president of the United States. So support them over there. Support me as well by using my link to support my channel and get access to all the stuff that the Daily Wire has to offer, including all that Jordan Peterson content. We all know that Tim Walz had the worst debate performance of his life last week, and apparently SNL knows it too, and it's a rare moment when leftist media actually makes fun of Democrats, and this time when they did it, it was really, really funny. Take a look.
Look, Tim will be fine. It's not like he's going to say something crazy.
I've become friends with school shooters. We now turn to the gotcha portion of the debate. Senator Vance, you called Donald Trump America's Hitler. Do you regret that?
Well, the context matters. I meant that as a compliment.
Wow, this guy's good. He's got an answer for everything.
Thank you. That's quite kind.
Hey, you're welcome.
Okay, not sure why you two are connecting, but let's move on. Governor Walz, you claimed you were in Hong Kong during the 1989 Tiananmen Square massacre when you were home in Minnesota. Can you explain that?
So I think what happened is I went to Epcot. You can go around the whole world, and I had a couple in the Germany section, and I thought I went to China. Anyway, I'm a knucklehead.
Oh, it's really good. The best satire, guys, the best satire and the best comedy is just taking funny moments that happened and just playing them out. And obviously those impersonators are very good, very talented. And what's funny about that is everything that they just said in that skit actually happened. They basically didn't change any of the lines. They just showed exactly what happened, and then obviously Kamala Harris was there watching, which was really funny because you know she was peeing her pants because she knows she should have chosen Josh Shapiro, but she couldn't, of course, because he was a Jew, and, you know, people on the left don't really like those people, so they had to go with Tim Walz. But I actually think that Tim Walz is legitimately probably the worst vice presidential pick in the century. Thank you so much for watching, everybody. Please go down below, comment, like, and subscribe, and watch another video.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa Welcome Bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Chumba. Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.